Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, March 14th. After the first deliveries of the Tesla Model Y just yesterday, new information comes to light. The cavernous trunk space, range estimates, heat pumps, hidden compartments, and after dizzying comparisons, we finally know how big the car actually is. Let's get into more detail. Starting in my very own state of Utah, Tesla has officially begun deliveries of the highly anticipated Model Y SUV. A TMC user going by Silversmith said, "I am 6'4 and fit very well in the back seat. Rear door trim has a bigger gap than I thought it should, but it is even on both sides." Close quote. He also noted that the Model Y, or at least his Model Y, comes standard with the Qi wireless phone charger that Tesla released last year. Now that the vehicle is getting into the hands of customers, Tesla is releasing support videos about the Model Y. In a new video, Tesla shows the Model Y trunk space and cargo system capacity, which is likely the electric SUV's best feature. Rather than pull knobs or a tab, the trunk space of the vehicle has two buttons that will remotely fold down the second row seats forward. Below these buttons, there is a side compartment, and, like the Model X, this compartment is equipped with a 12-volt outlet. Tesla has increased the stated range of the Model Y long-range all-wheel drive by 1 mile. Last month, they announced that they had been able to increase the previously stated range from 280 to 315, and now, one more mile makes it a quaint 316. We've learned that the Model Y comes with a built-in heat pump to increase the efficiency of the car's heating system, which should help it maintain a consistent range in cold climates, something that a lot of EVs struggle with. The efficient system moves the existing heat from one part of the car to the other, rather than producing additional heat at an energy loss. The Model Y also features what some are calling a hidden compartment. In the trunk space where the spare tire would be, the floor opens to allow extra storage, and while that's not very surprising, a second compartment in like manner is also hidden immediately forward towards the rear of the seats. And rounding out our Model Y news coverage today, we have some hard, final specs on the size comparisons with the Model 3 on which it is based. The Model Y is 2.2 inches longer, 2.8 inches wider, and in terms of interior dimensions, the Model Y has 0.7 inches more headroom and 0.9 inches less legroom. In terms of weight, the Model Y is 344 pounds heavier for the long-range all-wheel drive configuration. For the full specs and a look at the owner's manual, we invite listeners to go to electrek.co. And now, moving on to other electric vehicle news. Volkswagen is preparing to launch the ID.3, its first new electric car based on the MEB platform, and it says it plans to deliver 30,000 of these cars almost at once, and it claims it will be cheaper than a gasoline car. The automaker said, quote, "The objective is to deliver the 30,000 pre-booked ID.3 vehicles in the first edition to customers throughout Europe almost at the same time." Close quote. They also state, quote, "This will be the first updatable electric car from Volkswagen based on the Modular Electric Drive Toolkit, or MEB." Close quote. BMW on Thursday reported a 29% drop in profits in 2019. The company blamed the dip on high investments in new electrified technologies and hefty legal costs from a pollution-related antitrust case in the European Union. In the company's fourth quarter results statement yesterday, BMW revealed that up to 50% of the brand's traditional powertrain variants will be discontinued from 2021. Ford has released some Mustang Mach-E winter testing footage as it shares some new data about reservations for the electric crossover. The video shows a red Mach-E trouncing through a snowy meadow surrounded by proud evergreens. Ford states, quote, "Mustang Mach-E's available all-wheel drive system is proving popular with customers across the U.S. Electrek's Bradley Berman examines the notion that low oil prices will severely hamper EV adoption. Berman notes Michael Jost, VW's strategy chief, who told reporters on Thursday, quote, "Dips in oil and gasoline prices might last a month, or some months, or maybe a year," close quote. Wedbush Securities analyst Dave Ives told Axios, specifically calling out Tesla, quote, "For many years, the theory is that low oil and gas is not good for EV demand from a high level. I believe on the margin some customers will stay away from EV in light of cheap gas, but overall the environmental movement and next-generation technology and design behind Tesla neutralizes most of this dynamic," close quote. Bradley Berman concludes with the data that over the last 4 years, energy cost for lithium batteries has continuously dropped around 24% each year. And in Electrek's electric aviation coverage, Voltaero tested Safran's new EngineUS smart electric motors on its Cassio airframe. Although there are differing engine options, the pure electric has a range of 200 kilometers or 110 miles on electricity alone. The Cassio has a unique feature, an electric front gear for quiet takeoff. Now, the Cassio is one of few, if not the only, electric aircraft with this feature. And we can welcome another German aviation startup to the urban air mobility scene called ESAT. A new project company called ESAT is working on an electric hybrid platform called Silent Air Taxi. And this project is with the German Council of Science and Humanities, Aachen University. The project brings together 50 people developing and engineering the electric fixed-wing aircraft. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, and the stock market has been in a bear market this entire week, worldwide, due to the coronavirus, and Motley Fool reports that solar stocks have taken a serious hit yesterday. But now is not the time to turn and run. Travis Hoyum writes, quote, "Long term, the fundamentals of solar energy will win out, especially if interest rates stay low," close quote. Carbon Tracker Initiative reported yesterday that, quote, "Coal developers risk wasting more than $600 billion because it is already cheaper to generate electricity from renewables than from new coal plants in all major markets," close quote. Hyundai Construction Equipment will bring to market an excavator series powered by hydrogen fuel cells by the year 2023. Europe just had its warmest winter ever, and the United States just had its hottest December and January on record. And as a result, the bears are waking up from hibernation early because they think it's spring. The European Commission will extend the right to repair law to cover phones, tablets, and laptops so that these tech goods consist of changeable and repairable parts. In response to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio urging citizens to avoid crowds in subways on account of the coronavirus, on Wednesday, New York's Department of Transportation said that it's seen a 50% increase in cycling traffic on bridges that connect Manhattan to Brooklyn and Queens, compared to March of 2019. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, from Santa Clara, California, Vintage Electric has just re-released one of their most popular electric bikes, the Cafe. This gorgeous bike features a Golden Gate red color, wood trim, brown leather touchpoints, and superb handling at high speeds. The aesthetic-matched 500-watt-hour battery is stated for a range of up to 60 miles. The MSRP is $3,665. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.